If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time to get in on, into our Friday food department, and with us is the editor of Eater Chicago, Ashok Selvam. Ashok, first of all, congratulations on the nomination from the James Beard Foundation. The awards folks said that you are in contention to win in the category of Book, Broadcast Media, and Journalism Awards. Way to go.
Thanks. It was a surprise. You know, you don't do the food beat for the awards. You do it for the food, I guess. But that was always nice to see your work appreciated. And it's really about the wonderful restaurants and folks who cook our food in Chicago. So I'm happy to give a spotlight on them.
Winners announced June 14th. If you do win, mention us in your acceptance speech, if possible, Ashok, okay?
I'll never forget the little people.
All right. You have been writing about Chicago's best burgers, and before we go through some of these on the list, how did you arrive at these conclusions?
Oh, it's a mix of food that I actually got a chance to try. You know, sometimes you don't go to a space. Like, I was at Pompette, this spot in Bucktown, and it's a great all-day cafe. And I'm like, the burger looks interesting, but I don't necessarily go there for the burger. So it's a combination of like, hey, is this interesting? Is this new? Is this someplace that a person hasn't tried before? Is the meat good? Is it like affordable? Are the buns actually, you know, the kind of stuff that doesn't kind of deteriorate while you bite that? Is it like a messy affair, too messy affair? And just like, there was also a mix of classics. I mean, you couldn't put a list in Chicago without A Cheval, for example. So, you know, I the pitchforks would come out. So it's a little bit of that. And, you know, talking to people about like their favorites and just kind of, it's a medley of all those factors that bring us to this list of 20 that is in front of you right now.
Let's mention a few. Tell us about the Community Tavern. This sounds like a great neighborhood spot.
Yeah, Community Tavern in Portage Park. It is at 4038 North Milwaukee Avenue, just near the Six Corners intersection. It's a husband and wife duo that run it, and their burger, it's like a kind of a diner-style double cheeseburger. It's very simple, classic formula, pickles, caramelized onions, and of course, the secret sauce. It's always nice. You know, Community Tavern at one point was a steakhouse, so this is kind of still grabbing its steakhouse heritage by giving a burger that, you know, everyone can enjoy.
You've got DMK Burger Bar on your list. They have expanded into the suburbs, and that's a favorite, isn't it?
Yeah, the DMK, which is, I guess we're Lakeview, kind of in the shadows of Wrigleyville. That burger bar, I feel like it gets forgotten with all the kind of bells and whistles you see from other burgers. It was founded in 2009 by David Morton and Chef Michael Cornick. You know, Morton, obviously, the relatives from the Morton Steakhouse kind of lineage, and Michael Cornick was one of the most venerable chefs in Chicago. And you get a very like diverse variety of burgers. You know, the simple grass fed patties and a lot of great toppings. I really like the patty melt. I think the patty melt is a forgotten American classic, and they just kind of nail it, really, hit it out of the park right there.
And it sounds like you really like the Red Hot Ranch, don't you?
Yeah, I got three locations all over Chicago, one in Bucktown, one in Lakeview, one what was used to be called 35th Street Red Hots right near Sox Park. And it is the most, like, one of the best values in burgers and food. Just for, like, under $10, you can walk out with a really great griddled double cheeseburger and fries. And it seems like it just always is great late night, but don't forget, you don't have to have late night food all the time. You can have it for lunch, and it's perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, and they promote the fresh ingredients the way In-N-Out does, don't they?
Yeah, you know, you see the burger, you see them like kind of roll the nice fresh beef right in front of you and plop it down. There's really like some, there's small little burger stands, and it's I can't believe with all this inflation that's going on that they're able to keep their prices intact. It really is for the value for the and the quality ingredients, as you mentioned. I can't believe it's almost diabolical that they can still do it.
Back into our Friday food department with Eater Chicago editor Ashok Selvam. And let's hit a few more of those best burger spots in Chicago that you have on your list. And I like the fact that you put places on here that we haven't heard about. And we should mention Sanders Barbecue Supply Company, a Southside spot. And what do you like about Sanders, Ashok?
Sanders last year was named to Texas Monthly's Best Barbecue in Illinois. And that, like, you know, to tout someone else's work, that's a big deal because in Central Texas, they know their barbecue. And this one, they have a burger that's used, uses like the scraps from its brisket. It's really tasty. It's like a thick cut. They also have a pastrami burger that, like, you know, you don't need to go to Nanny's for your dose there. It's a real simple barbecue spot with long lines on the weekends. And the burger, it's kind of a there's a trend of everyone doing a thin cut, like real skimpy little burger with like no, Sanders says, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to give you a big piece of meat and you're going to like it. It's at 1742 West 99th Street in Beverly. And it's like good people, great food, great barbecue.
The big trend now, everybody wants a smash burger, don't they?
Yeah, and everyone fell in love. I think, you know, when you see national food trends, it's been like that for a while, but I think it's kind of flipping back. And I like places like Sanders, which is like they're not afraid to serve that big piece of meat in front of you. And, you know, you can something to really sink your teeth into.
All right. For our vegetarian friends, Can't Believe It's Not Meat is on your list. Tell us about this place.
Yeah, they have a couple locations, one in Hyde Park around 53rd Street, 1368 East 53rd Street. Everything in that spot, just like the name in the restaurant, does not have meat. It appeals to vegan folks. So the cheese, the meat is all non-dairy, no animals are involved. And they have a burger that like kind of represents, the Big Mac, which also kind of, I guess, has Chicago roots with the first franchise location displaying. So it's a good throwback. You know, vegans miss their meat, so they want everything that can remind them of meat. I like at least a lot of them. Now I'm not going to speak all for all of them and get that hate mail coming toward me. But Can't Believe It Not Meat, it's a reliable, really good, well, like there's so much focus on things like impossible burger and fake meat you can get in your grocery store. So it's really refreshing when a restaurant just actually makes the patties themselves.
You also wrote in the Eater about the best food around Soldier Field, and this is timely with Beyonce fans in town, and also pretty soon football. We just got the schedule. So the South Loop. Let's talk about a couple of places you like in the South Loop. One is the Victory Tap, and you like the red sauce there, don't you?
Yeah, Victory Tap at 14th and Michigan. It's just everything you want in a classic, Italian-American joint. Great pasta, good chops, good soups, good service. This is what you think of classic kind of Chicago Italian fare. And it's just like executed so well. You get, I think these restaurants are kind of a dime a dozen in the city. But, the chef over there just does such a good job, and it's really tasty. I've never had a bad meal.
The Spoke and Bird Cafe sounds interesting. What do you like here?
Well, Spoken Bird Cafe is another place that has a couple locations. They have the flagship is eventually going to open in Pilsen. I was just talking to the owners this week, and we're going to have a little story on Eater Chicago about that. But this is as much as I like a Spoken Bird. They have muffins, they have scones, they have all these baked goods. We actually had them cater for my sister's wedding 3 years ago. It's our anniversary 2 days ago. So Spoken Bird has always had a soft spot in my heart for the quality that they do. It was just a warm, kind of welcoming cafe with all your bakery staples. You can get in and out. They do sandwiches on fresh bread. For folks that want something quick, I highly recommend them.
And you want a rooftop bar? You like The U, right?
Yeah, that's a spot right in the kind of a near McCormick Place. You have to take an elevator to get all the way up there. Surprisingly, for a spot that like that, which it tends to attract crowds because they have a beautiful view of the city skyline. There are not a lot of rooftop bars on the south side, so seeing that perspective is really, really amazing. But the food is not an afterthought. It's run by the 50/50 restaurant group. They run Roots Pizza, a couple other spots, Kindling in the Willis Tower. So, you get really good appetizers just don't go too late. Enjoy, get a quick bite there while enjoying the view, enjoying the weather. There are outdoors, there's uncovered spots on the patio and places that you can enjoy it if it's a rainy day like yesterday.
VU, love it. More in the reader. An eater. The eater. Ashok Selvam. There you go. Have a good one. Thank you, sir.
Bye, Bob.